Coach, how about your opening comments, and then we'll open it up for questions here with the wireless mic.
First of all, what an honor to be a part of this Indiana State Finals. Thank you to the Pacers and the Fever, to Bankers Life, and the IHSAA for putting on a first-class tournament. The memories these boys have made over the last four weekends will last a lifetime. So thank you to all for putting on such a great tournament. To the game, I really felt like we were in good shape through three quarters. We played really hard. They made it very difficult for us to score. In the fourth quarter, we just ran out of gas a little bit, and their athleticism and length took over the game. And I really believe that, if you had to pinpoint something as a difference maker, you have to give Liberty Christian credit for the defense that they played today. Maybe the best defense we faced all season long. They were long, four of those starters on the floor for them there were 6'3 to 6'5, very, very quick. Made it very difficult for us to do what we like to do offensively. So credit their defense as being the difference. And eventually there in the fourth quarter, it got to us and got into our legs a little bit and our decision-making with the ball. But Liberty Christian's a wonderful team. They have so many kids that can score. I haven't looked yet. It looks like four guys in double figures again for them. That's the norm. They're an unusually talented 1A team. We ran into a very, very good team today. But I'm not disappointed with how our kids performed. I feel like we gave it everything we had. We weren't able in the fourth quarter to hang with them. But we were right there through three quarters with one of the best teams we faced all season long from a talent and athleticism standpoint. Their coach is first class, good man. They were well prepared, and their team is very, very talented. I know that three or four of those boys will probably go on and play at the next level. We've had a wonderful season. Our kids are going to look back at the last four weekends with great memories. And the last three prior to this one, we've been able to spend Saturday night celebrating with our community, our family, our friends. And we'll do that again tonight. Even though we didn't come out on top, we'll celebrate a 26-win season, a season full of tremendous accomplishments, and I really believe a season full of God's blessing.
We'll open it up for questions. Anybody?
Coach, you talked about early in the week you guys had to rebound well. I thought the bigger difference was their offensive rebounds. I think they had 16 off second chance points. Maybe talk about that part of it as well.
Yeah, that was definitely a big factor in the game. We would get one or two of those big guys blocked out, and they'd have a couple other 6'3", 6'4 kids on the backside rebounding. It was difficult for us in our zone to find enough bodies on all the guys that they had going to the glass. We weren't able to match up with them real well to play man. That might have been able to, limit some of those offensive rebounds. Certainly when you play zone defense, you worry about that. And they're a great offensive rebounding team. We knew that we had to defend the paint, but, they made shots in the first half on us. It seemed like once they got us to spread out a little bit in the second half, they were able to get to the rim quite a bit and also get offensive boards. So that was a factor. They just had a lot of long, athletic kids, and we just couldn't get a body on all of them.
Coach talked about senior leadership. You have four great men right here. What can you say about these four men sitting on your left and right?
I have two daughters. But these four have been like sons. And spent I don't know how many hours with them the last 4 years. And I love every one of them. They give me their heart and soul. They never quit. They didn't quit today, even though in the fourth quarter it got away from us. They didn't quit. And They've just been a joy and a pleasure to coach. Great young men from great families. Great role models for all of our underclassmen and the students of Bloomfield High School. And all four of these young men have a bright future in front of them, whatever field they go into. We're going to miss them greatly. We won't be able to replace these four. But it's been a joy, you know, my 14 years of coaching basketball, this class has meant as much as any, just because of their commitment to our program, their perseverance through highs and lows, and just the character that they bring with them and the work ethic that they display every day. So I love them, and we're definitely going to miss them.
Any of you seniors, can you talk about the legacy you hope you've left behind and what Bloomfield basketball has meant to you over these past 4 years?
It's been a nice ride, and I hope that Bloomfield can keep winning these next couple years, and I hope this class has set the tone for a great run for the next few years for all the underclass, and I think we've set a pretty good example so far, and I hope that continues.
Yeah, like Eli said, we just want to set a good example, a good work ethic for all the underclassmen, and I know they're going to work hard, they're not going to give up, and they're going to have a strong team next year.
I think just the experience to be in Banker's life, it's going to make all the underclassmen want to be there again. So they're going to work hard and hopefully get there again.
And I'd agree with Brandon. You know, we're one of the only two teams that have ever been here, so it's definitely an honor.
Brandon, or anybody of the other guys want to answer, but you talked about, you know, you talked about the athleticism that you face there, and I know during the season you guys, Bloomfield, known for scheduling up as much as you can. Can you compare, I guess, in your playing experience, that team that you face today, their level of athleticism, just the depth of it too at every spot, and compared to anybody at all that you've played in the last year or two?
Yeah, I think Bloomington South was one of the big athletic teams like that, and they just outworked us and just too athletic for us. But I mean,
Coach, it looked like you guys, you know, through three quarters, like you said, were right there. Was there a point there early in the fourth quarter where you could kind of see that coming, or that kind of run, kind of building towards that moment there in the fourth quarter?
Again. Credit Liberty Christian, they ratcheted up their defensive pressure in the fourth quarter. Made it very difficult for us to get the ball inside. Also, sped us up a little bit, forced some turnovers. They got to the rim quite a bit. And, you know, they've got great guard play with Nunn and Williams. And I believe it's Greg Dixon. Those three are as good as any trio of guards we've faced all year long. And when you get behind in the fourth quarter against a team with those kind of guards, it's really difficult.
To Eli or Zach, we've talked a lot the last few weeks about just how rich basketball history is in Bloomfield, how much community support you guys got. You look out there today, you see you guys got Bloomfield fans on every area of the arena. Compared to the other schools, it seems like Bloomfield has the most fans in attendance. Just talk about how much that community support just continues to mean the attendance today.
We know that our whole community is going to be behind us no matter what, and they've been behind us this whole tournament run, and that's just something that we really appreciate. And for them to come up here and have our whole community here is just really amazing. It feels great that they take their time to come here and watch us.
I think our community started to grow impatient the last couple of years, impatient with our team, impatient with Coach Britton, because we weren't getting the job done in the sectional, and that was on the seniors the past couple of years. But I think this season really showed the community that you just have to wait, and you can reap the benefits of hard work, and I think that's what this team put in the last 4 years especially.
Coach, as long as you've been around, I know those second place medals, as hard as they are to accept today, talk about the value of those medals, how much it's going to appreciate over the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years for you and all these guys.
Well, I think that everyone will look back and appreciate this team and the run that they've had this year much more once we're removed a little bit from the sting of today. But, you know, this team will go down as one of the great teams the Bloomfield's ever had, and a historic season when you compare it to others as well. And that started with these guys right here with me and their leadership and their commitment and their daily focus and persistence. But I think that, you know, every time that these guys and other kids from Bloomfield, other players, our fans, when they walk in Glover Gymnasium and they see that picture on the wall in 2016, you know, Class A runner-up, they'll remember these last 4 weekends and how special they were. It's been a tremendous postseason run for these guys, a tremendous regular season to navigate the schedule the way that these guys did. So I think that, you know, they will be celebrated forever in Bloomfield basketball. And, you know, as disappointed as we are right now, we're very blessed to have enjoyed the last 4 weekends that we have in this entire season, and give these boys all the credit for that.
Any other questions? Gentlemen, congratulations on a fine season. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.